Hello, everyone, from History in 3 Minutes podcast. Welcome back. Today, let's take a look at the man called Christopher Columbus. He was born October 31, 1451, and died May 20, 1506. We want to specifically take a look at how his life was a preparation to discover America. Christopher Columbus was once a little boy growing up in the streets of Genoa, Italy. His father, Domenico, was a wool weaver. Christopher helped his father, who also owned a cheese stand. He had three brothers, Bartholomew, Giovanni, Giacomo, and a sister named Bianca Netta. When Christopher was only 10 years old, he went to work on a ship. From an early age, Christopher adopted the hardworking ethic that is so common among those who are successful. In 1473, Columbus began his apprenticeship as a nautical business agent, continuing his experience of the ocean currents. He married Felipa, and they had a son called Diego. Christopher Columbus was an avid reader. He read the Bible and books about geography, astronomy, history, and Marco Polo. He also taught himself Latin, Portuguese, and Castilian. You could say he was a self-schooled man. Meanwhile, trade competition between the European countries grew when the land route to Asia became more dangerous because of the fall of Constantinople. Queen Isabella had heard of Columbus and offered him a sponsorship to find a sea route to Asia. In 1492, Columbus left Spain and set sail with three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. On October 12, 1492, Columbus sighted land and discovered America. Columbus named the land San Salvador after and in honor of Christ the Savior. So, homeschoolers, your vocabulary words to look up today are Columbus, San Salvador, Santa Maria, Queen Isabella, and nautical. Younger students, print each vocabulary word 5 times, draw a picture. Older students, write down the definitions 5 times, sketch an illustration, write a short summary, and create a timeline. All students, read out loud, what you wrote. You can look for a future word search for review. That's all, folks. Bye-bye.